Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Blog Talk Radio and America's Third Party as we try to find commonalities and agreements in a very difficult place, in the center of the political spectrum. I urge you to continue listening and be a part of America's Third Party and join us at americasthirdparty.com. And please consider your options. The two parties haven't accomplished anything in the past 50 years. We still have people that are homeless. Our environment is in deplorable condition, and we're at war in other nations. Let's change all that, folks. Let's change America for the better.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is an ongoing experiment. We're on the road. We're doing a test of the broadcasting system. We have a portable broadcasting system, and I picked up a pretty interesting dynamic mic here. I'm just testing it out, making sure that it runs real well. As you probably know, the entire mainstream media is bought off, completely controlled by money. It would take a tremendous amount of money to in any way change the political landscape of America today, simply because it is so viable. And our political system is viable as well. Our government officials have been herded into two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans. And if they go along with the party, they continue getting funding. They get all their necessary donations from private crony corporations and businessmen. And eventually, everything in the country is all about repeating the contracts that these people want with these government employees, getting the money that they want. For instance, Lockheed Martin gives out $66,000 to about 60% of Congress every year, and in return, they get $35 billion in contracts. That's just one example. Now, they put out about $2 to $3 million in donations, and they get $35 billion in return. Pretty good deal, huh? Well, that's exactly what's happening across the board. Lobbyists have taken over our nation, virtually hijacked a political system that was destined for its own autonomous direction, but instead is being forced into the two-party system, which is not in any way democratic. In fact, both parties are two wings of the same bird, and the bird is flying way above the Americans' heads and could care less about the American people. Case in point, how have you received from the government for starting a business or building a product in America? How many U.S. citizens are getting funding from the TARP 1 and TARP 2 funds and QE 2 and QE 3? Quantitative easing went to the big Wall Street bankers, and a lot of the money that went out during the bailout in 2008 went overseas. The Federal Reserve continues to make loans to foreign companies, but they don't seem to make loans to startups, American companies that want to start and build a product, hiring employees that are American citizens. This is a tragic state of affairs. If you're listening to this radio broadcast, it's one of many we've done, but more recently, this is pertinent to what's happening today, 2015. This is a major problem that cannot be overtaken by just one person. Myself. I'm just one man, an average man, but above average intelligence, who sees this problem as a huge paradox, if you will. How can we achieve freedom and democracy when we don't individually have any power at all? So what's happening is a conversion. Many people are starting to wake up. The awareness factor is increasing in America rapidly. People are becoming more aware that the system is bought and controlled. I voted Democrat for 30 years, thinking that somehow they cared more about the people, when in fact, they're just the same as the Republicans. They simply tell you what you want to hear for elections, and come getting things done, they fall way short. They're not able to actually come up with a real solution or an idea to save the nation. So they just simply throw money at problems. And oftentimes that money are your tax dollars, literally thrown into a void. Like when Obama put together the ARRA, which turns out gave out billions of dollars, $787 billion, to mostly government agencies that wanted to build bulletproof glass and fortify their institution. They spent $10 million just putting up signs saying they're doing something, when in fact they're not doing much at all. That money was lost. It literally didn't turn into anything. There was no multiplier effect. It just evaporated into thin air. Well, some money went to cities like Baltimore. In fact, they got $1.8 billion in ARA. In fact, half the employees in Baltimore are government-related. And isn't it ironic that just recently, the mayor of Baltimore looked like she was in charge of a day event at a camp when she said, publicly announced that they were making an area available for the looters to destroy. It's like they'd planned this whole event in Baltimore over the death of an individual who, obviously, Freddie Gray was hurt during his handling and ended up dying from spinal cord injuries. But they literally staged this so that they'd start a rebellion of sorts in Baltimore. And the mayor of Baltimore is actually a key person on Barack Obama's task force for city response to riots. It's as if they were doing this out of a playbook they'd set up with the money, the $1.8 billion that Barack Obama authorized for Baltimore. So a city that has that kind of money shouldn't have economic hardship, but it does. It's not spreading. The people aren't getting any money from any of the trickle-down aspects of the tax money that's going out. So they're upset, rightfully so, and there is brutality going on. And Barack Obama hasn't done anything to limit the brutality. He hasn't stipulated that cops won't get paid if they're brutal. He hasn't made comments that cities won't get paid if they engage in brutal actions, human rights violations. So what's happening is an orchestrated, fake, planned riot to initiate what appears to be the protocol for a takedown of our nation, city by city. It's as if the government wants to trigger the response of the people by not passing laws protecting them against brutality, racial profiling. They want to trigger the response from the people so that the people then react, and a reactionary group of people then would justify martial law. If they can create three states that are, you know, in upheaval from rioting, real rioting, they could literally declare martial law in the United States. And the president doesn't have any obligation to talk to Congress for 6 months to justify a martial law takedown of our nation. Now, we have budgetary crisis going on. We have a frozen debt of $18 trillion or so. And that debt is not being tapped into, so they're purposely draining the dollars that are required to run cities. Municipal bonds are not issued, so they don't have any actual funding to continue, you know, the vitality of cities and growth at all. Well, the fact is there's a tremendous amount of corruption going on in the cities and the counties in America, and they're draining capital rapidly, and they're not able to meet their demands. So you're going to see municipal bonds go belly up this year. You're going to see it have a reverberating effect on the economy, and you will see some major impact on the stock market in areas that you might not realize, like all of the money market accounts. There's $24 trillion worth of money market accounts that are unstable. And as the bonds go, so do the money market accounts. So do the 401ks. So the idea of a financial collapse is still very real, and it could happen. But more realistically, they just want to trigger a reaction from the population. So they decided to implement a plan that's been in the process of development for many, many years, Jade Helm. Jade Helm is the government's operation to create a response to militant locals, which is exactly what a martial law or pre-martial law situation is. Now, in 2011, the government overturned the laws against posse comitatus, allowing the U.S. Army to stage events in the United States. So systematically, with the Patriot Act passing over the many years, with the NDAA, with new revisions to the National Defense Authorization Act Obama made, with him continuing the practice of having a six-month period to justify martial law, which Bush put in place with Directive 51. Barack Obama has become the shill, the puppet of the New World Order takeover of our nation. Now, this is an insidious and pernicious plot that was put together over 100 years ago, and they're implementing this strategy right now. Families and descendants of the monetary giants like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers have literally been working behind the scenes, controlling every aspect of our government from within the secret and mysterious shadow government at Washington, D.C. Now, in 1861, the Civil War was over. We were responding to an emergency, a state of emergency in our country. And our government literally created the state of emergency. And we've been in a state of emergency ever since 1861. They never got out of it. They set up laws by 1871. They established the Act of 1871, giving Washington, D.C. the independent status of its own nation, ostensibly, or better yet, its own corporation. And they called that corporation the United States. And believe it or not, you can look at Black's Legal Dictionary and see that the United States is different legally than the United States of America. Now, the debt, the $18 trillion debt that we have, is actually the debt belonging to the United States Corporation. You see, we citizens never signed off on any of the notes and loans and all the treasury bonds that have been purchased and borrowed against our assets. And we, the nation, we own this country. But we've been under a state of emergency since 1861. So we aren't even in charge of our country. It's only in namesake only. When we vote for a local official for, say, a U.S. House of Representatives, that person then becomes a member of the United States Corporation as well. And that person then has to answer to their rules. And they don't have the same rules or protections that our nation offers. They're not covered under the United States of America's Constitution. They have their own Constitution, which is even more deceptive. Now, this is probably a big shock to a lot of you that think that everything's just wonderful and we're heading toward prosperity. And a lot of Democrats actually believe we're in recovery, believe it or not. That's how out of it they are. And they're thinking, well, Hillary's going to have a chance now, and she's going to do something special. Well, no, she's going to do exactly what Barack Obama did. Nothing. The goal of the people that back Hillary Clinton is to let this nation continue to fall apart, to see our jobs outsourced overseas, to see our nation's industries struggle to even survive. And you'll see across the nation, there's over 2,000 stores closing this year in 2015. It's amazing. 2,000 stores across the nation. We're talking big stores, Sears, JCPenney's, Radio Shack, and stores you wouldn't even expect are downsizing. They can't make any money in our retail economy. They're closing their doors so that they can look like they're doing okay. And if you're one of those people that say, well, the stock market's still near 18,000, it's doing well. 45% of the investments that were made in the past 2 years were by the companies themselves buying their own stock. Apple has an aggressive policy right now, because they're so cash rich, of buying their own Apple stock to make it seem like there's a demand for these stocks. And this has kept the stock market afloat. Now, what are they using for money to buy these stocks? Well, if it's not Apple, it's another company borrowing money at nearly 0% interest from the Federal Reserve to buy their own stocks. And this is how they're faking the entire Dow Jones average and how they've managed to pull this off. Now, the players involved in this incredible strategy to bankrupt this nation and to literally just keep borrowing from whatever equity the United States Corporation still has left, this cadre of players are building a plan to actually completely turn America into a subsidiary of an organization out of Belgium, the World Bank. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you, but you get your Social Security check. It's being written out of Belgium. I'm serious. You get your checks from welfare. That's coming from Alabama, but the funds are coming from the Federal Reserve, which doesn't answer to the American government. In fact, none of their overseas investments are ever monitored by our government. So the Federal Reserve, a veritable private bank, is financing all operations in the U.S., and guess who holds the biggest amount of Treasury bond notes? The Federal Reserve. Second to that would be the World Bank or the group in Belgium. They call this group the Citi, and they essentially are the incredibly rich monarchs of the English and the European royalty that act out of the Citi, or London, if you will, and then work through the finance capital of Belgium to control our economy. So when they sell a Treasury bond, it's not sold out of the United States Treasury. It's sold through Belgium and through the World Bank. This is how insidious this plan has been for the many years that we've been basically duped by their rhetoric, their propaganda, their misinformation and disinformation. And now the American people who are waking up and finally becoming aware have reached a point where they just don't want to take it anymore. So it's up to us, it's incumbent upon us, the people of this nation, to build a political movement, a third party, to challenge the patriarchal control of our nation by the two-party system. The two-party system isn't written in stone. There's no mention of it in the Constitution. Yet everyone grows up to think, well, I'm going to be a Democrat or a Republican. And they say that, well, if you vote third party, you're splitting the vote. Your vote won't count. Well, actually, that's the only vote that'll count, because the two-party system is just the shills, the players, the puppets for this incredible scheme of taking over our nation from the United States Corporation, which is owned outside of our country. Now, all of this is perhaps mind-blowing for some people right now, and you're going, oh, this is not true, this is some sort of conspiracy. Actually, no. You look deeper into it, and everything's all there. When you do the hard work of looking at the details, you shall see the devil in the details and their system of paybacks and their way of restoring their own pocketbook with printed money. They don't even work for it. They just print it up out of thin air while you, the American citizens, are toiling every day to save every penny, hoping you'll have a retirement. They own you and your retirement and your house, and they can cash in any time. In fact, they can turn our nation into a veritable FEMA camp, a concentration camp if they want. And that's what people are worried about right now with this Jade Helm thing that's going on. So I'm a person that believes in preparing and making yourself aware, but I'm not freaking out. I would never, ever engage in violence against this nation or anyone in this nation. I believe that the process is already there. Our forefathers foresaw such a tyrannical takeover from within, and they prepared for it by creating Article 5 of the Constitution. Now, if we can get two-thirds of the country, every state, two-thirds of the states, to put together amendment to the Constitution that would alter this state of emergency and get our country back and literally bankrupt this fake shill corporation they've created called the United States and erase the debt, we go back to being what we should be, masters of our own destiny. But unfortunately, they believe they are the masters of our own destiny, and they'll do everything they can to stop anybody who questions them. And they have done everything they possibly could to stop what we've been doing for the past 8 years. They've literally turned our effort into a low volume on the internet. Our YouTube site doesn't get any hits. Our hit counters are frozen. We've seen this for over 3 years now. And they're using the backbone of the social networks, Google and Facebook, as the tool to limit access on the internet. They control the mainstream media, ABC, CBS, CNN, Fox, all have sensors that are positioned at these locations to censor everything that goes in and out. The foreign press is essentially answers to the CIA, and they do their work. They're simply advisors to the CIA. This is something that is very serious. All the good investigative journalists are dead or dying. Michael Hastings, the man who revealed Obama's incompetence in Afghanistan, who was about to reveal the story about Benghazi and the fact that the CIA director is systematically singling out investigative journalists. Well, that guy was terminated a couple years ago in his Mercedes-Benz. His car was hit by something that ended up causing his engine to fly 300 feet away, and he burned to death at 4:30 in the morning in Los Angeles, California. Now, he was a young man. He was considered a bright, shining star. He'd won the Polk Award in 2010 for his work with Rolling Stone, revealing what General McChrystal talked about. And General McChrystal lost his job. Recently, Chuck Hagel, the former Secretary of Defense, who was replaced by Carter, Chuck Hagel lost his job because he asked too many questions. So the people that are asking questions in the military and even our Secretary of Defense have been simply replaced by these thugs that are running our country. They remove them from power, so instantly they're no value. Even General Petraeus, that probably could have given us hard data and evidence about Benghazi, he was basically intimidated. And they filed a lawsuit against him, and they also monitored his behavior with this woman, Paula, that he was seeing. Practically ruined the man's life because he was about to testify in front of the Benghazi subcommittee hearing in Washington. And they've even put him on probation now, so he's on a short leash, so he can't talk about anything. We've got a serious situation, folks. Now, the only reason why I'm running is because I can, and there's nothing stopping me. I have the means, and I've got the brains to lead this nation. I believe that if we get behind a plan to reform this nation in a way that will not impact us personally, but will get rid of the cronies that are controlling our government and our economy, slowly vetting who is in our government with lie detector tests and pulling out the evil influence by using the powerful hand of the SEC, which has never really done anything substantive to prevent Wall Street executives from making millions and billions of dollars regardless of any laws. The SEC will be the tool I will use to begin imposing restrictions on the reckless and wild trading practices that are going on that are endangering our economy. And we'll work with Congress to find a pathway that it's a common pathway right in the center of the political spectrum. You know, I normally don't do these shows a lot because we have a lot of things to talk about on our nightly show. And because I have a nightly show, 4 hours in length, I don't do a lot of radio here at Blog Talk Radio. And, of course, they charge me for prime time. So I'm doing this during the day out in front of a Wi-Fi hotspot at Starbucks because, you know, it's something I feel is necessary to do. We also have issues with Skype, where Skype is no longer secure, so we don't use Skype from our home location because it would reveal our IP address. And that's a limiting factor. So I'm using time that I've purchased on the Skype network through a Wi-Fi location and will continue to do some radio shows in the summer to keep you abreast of what's happening. Now, as Hillary has $2.3 billion in her campaign war chest, and she's got her face completely plastered up looking like she's the winning candidate that she thinks she is, what's happening is on the underside of our nation is a growing awareness because of this internet that we still have that's still free, a growing awareness that will erode the powerful structure of these two parties before they completely shut it down. And they're working diligently to shut it down. The FCC, a group of five people, decided that the internet was a utility and they are now going to oversee it, which means that Google, the company that represents the NSA, will essentially buy up all of the internet access in the country, pushing companies like Comcast and Time Warner, which that merger didn't go down, pushing companies like Clearwire to the side. And eventually, the entire infrastructure of our nation will be run out of Google if this plan works. And they'll be able to shut down anyone who wants to access the free internet and not pay a huge fee to get a video or a radio show going. So as many people are listening to low-cost blog-type radios and TV shows, the number is growing, and our overall viewership has increased dramatically in the past year over at the Vaughn Network, VaughnLive.tv. And America's Third Party is there for you every night, 4 hours of transparency, talking to the American people about issues that are pertinent to you. Now, you have an ability on that show to call me directly anywhere in the country and talk about your concerns. we have to wade through a lot of trolls, and you'll have to excuse the environment that we're in. But people who are hateful of what we're doing, who resent the fact that we're building a third party, are trying to shut us down even as we do the chat. So you'll see how difficult it has been for us to build this America's Third Party despite all odds, and we're still growing. And that's what makes this perhaps the most important effort in our nation. I know for a fact that we're the only ones doing this. Every other third party has either been co-opted or singled out or left to not grow. The libertarians never really gained a foothold in American government. The socialists never gained a foothold. If they think that Bernie Sanders is going to help them, he's just a sideline player. He'll be pushed away by Hillary Clinton. We need a person who's dynamic, young, and ready to take on the task of saving this nation, and that would be me, David Sponheim. So you can write my name in, David Sponheim, in the upcoming election. The last name is spelled S-P-O-N-H-E-I-M. And I will do whatever I can to do the bidding of the American people. Two-thirds of the country want something done. I will do that. And we'll keep polling going on a daily basis. And we will have an interactive chat show in the White House on a daily basis so that there won't be any question about transparency. It'll be happening. You'll be able to question me, and you'll be able to criticize my policies on an even platform on a daily basis. And that's what we need, a living, vital political movement that responds to the American people, unlike what we've got with this two-party crony network of money grabbers and people that just simply do whatever their money backers tell them to do. That's not the kind of politician we need. We need more people like me, and you're probably one of those people that like to run. We'd like to invite you to America's Third Party. So come to our website, americasthirdparty.com, and participate in what could be a revolution in this nation, online and totally not violent. We do not want violence. We want an action to take place within the framework that our forefathers put together in the Constitution. Thank you, everybody, for calling or participating. Sorry I couldn't take calls, but we're just doing what we can. And do visit us every night at americasthirdparty.com/videochat. You click the button at the top of the screen. Goodbye.